Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
I can't do it. I'll take the headphones off and I'll walk out of here.
Okay, sorry. Everybody hush.
All right, here's the truth that there is nothing wrong with the Disney cruise. In fact, it is awesome. The staff is fantastic. They cater to kids 24/7 for 7 days. You got characters that are running up and down the cruise ship, and your 2-year-old is stops in his tracks when he sees Mickey and starts screaming at the top of his lungs. My 7-year-old did too. The shows that they do on board are, I mean, top shelf. Mm-hmm. Everything about it. The staff is fantastic. They just have it all down. It's almost like staying at a 5-star hotel. Mm-hmm. Where you just ask for something, even the most random thing, they'll figure out a way to get it done. It is awesome that way.
Amazing.
It's fantastic. So I would recommend it to anybody, but I would recommend the 4-day.
Just for your patience level?
Well, the 7 days on a cruise ship, look, there are many parents out there that are better at this than I am. Being around 2,600 kids for 7 days me thin. I was not in a good mood the first couple of days. Really.
The first couple of days or the last couple of days?
No, it's funny because Stacey and I, again, we handle things totally different. When we first got on the ship and it's noise everywhere. There are kids screaming. They're cranking Miley Cyrus every inch of the cruise and the Jonas Brothers. I mean, every inch of the cruise. And it's not at a kid level. It is over the top throughout the cruise. There's nowhere you can go to get away from Disney on the cruise, which is a good thing if you're 2, but if you're 42, you're ready to jump off. So that part of it was it was just too much. So, but we first got on the cruise ship, and we were in a smaller cabin because we booked late. And normally, we would have tried to book something a little bit bigger and something on the water so we could all see the ocean and enjoy a balcony or something like that. Well, we booked late, so we were in the middle of the ship on the second floor in a small room. So think of your dorm room and then cut it in half.
Oh, yeah. Those cruise ships those cabins are teeny.
Yeah.
Did you guys have one bed to share, like a small bed to share, you and Stacy, and then 2 separate ones for the kid? I mean, how do you all fit in one cabin?
Yeah, it was a little bit bigger. It wouldn't be considered a queen size. It was probably what's between a twin and a queen?
A double.
A double. Okay, so it's a double on one side or a full. And then they've got bunk beds for the kids.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And then in between that, there's just a sheet for mommy and daddy if they wanted to get un-Disney, which, by the way, did not happen.
And did you have windows in
the
cabin?
We did not have windows in the cabin.
So you had a windowless cabin.
Which was a big one for me.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling claustrophobic immediately. So the first couple of days, I just had a real tough time with it. Then I adjusted to it, and then Stacy, the last couple of days, was just ready to jump off at Castaway Key and swim back to Florida.
She was all excited at first, like, oh, this is great!
And our attitudes completely changed.
Well, that's good. You balance each other out.
We did for the week. We really did. But outside of that, it's a great cruise. It's just sometimes there is too much of a good thing. And 24/7 of Disney for 7 days is really a marathon.
I think that's hilarious.
Everybody could see your face right now.
I know. I think it's hilarious that you are wanting to do it. Like, if we had to leave for Bert's Big Adventure at the end of this week, you wouldn't go.
Oh, I don't think I'd go. Yeah.
Where's Bert? Well, he's had too much Disney.
I'll see you Sunday at the
Sundown.
But I would recommend it. And I don't want to sound like I'm not grateful that we got to take the kids on this great vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids,
right.
If you ask them, they had the greatest time of their lives. And if you are a parent, and I saw a lot of parents doing this, They've got great daycare and they've got babysitters and everything. We just didn't want to be those parents that dropped off the kids every single day because it's supposed to be a family vacation. But we did break away a couple of times. But every program they do there is fantastic. It's really worth going to. And the food was great. So it is what it is. I would say start with, you know, the 3-day.
Maybe start small.
Start small.
Warm up.
Warm up to it.
That's right.
Have a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Then go maybe to the 5-day. Because there's a 5-day and then to a 7-day.
That's no difference really to a lot of people who try cruises for the first time. A lot of people don't want to start off a cruise just with the couple for 7 days. So imagine 2,600 kids.
Yes. And you have to remember too, you can have a reaction to the water and the seasickness thing going on too.
You really got to watch for all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably if you have more than one kid and you're planning on going on the Disney cruise, I think it's a little bit like pregnancy. You have the first one and it's so painful that you swear you're never going to have a second one, but then you wait a couple of years and you forget how painful it is and you try it again and then you realize, this is why I'm really not ever doing it again.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.